Here you go. Hold on. Yeah, great. Okay. All right, so I think that this is just the end of the sugya. We talk about how long you have for the bracha to be effective. So the it's just important to know, you know. And again, I don't know how, it's not as relevant today as it used to be, but it used to be in the olden days, people have very, very long meals. Very long meals.
You said you were going to finish the last.
Oh, yeah, so I don't have it on me, okay? I would just say like this, that the last meal is, what do you go ahead and do in the car? I'll just say, there's not a lot of lumbus on this, but we do in the car, which is, it's interesting. The poskim that we know about don't discuss cars, okay? They discuss
horse
and buggies. Like, it's kind of cool. Narach HaShulchan speaks about lighting a menorah on a train, okay? So the truth is, so the same question comes up today. In general, most of us don't take trains at night, right? The same question.
You can light a menorah on an airplane.
On an airplane.
With the railroad now, everyone's coming home.
I said on
the
airplane.
That's not a problem. I'm talking about overnight. We used to actually, when I was a kid, we used to actually take, I think it was called
Amtrak.
What was it called?
Amtrak.
Yeah.
Amtrak's even more
on. Yeah, whatever. I'm not Anyway, so Aruch talks about lighting a menorah on the train. So when it comes to the question is what about? So the question that comes up is what happens if you light in a not eat when it comes to eating in a carriage, you're eating in a coach. And you go down to the ground, is it considered like shinamakam or not? Okay, so we're not going to deal with coaches and wagons. We're going to deal with cars. Okay, and this is something which you know happens very often. Maybe happens too often because our cars are a mess. But what is the halacha there? So the if you look, well, I have last week in source number 14. So the Chaya Adam has a suffix. He says because it could be. He says that maybe going from the ground to a car. It's like house to house, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. And therefore, if you go ahead and you make a bracha while you're eating outside the car, going in the car, you got to make a new bracha. All right. So he says. However, the Shaar HaTzion doesn't like that so much, and he says he wants to say that going from the ground to the car is not a shinumakom as long as you have it in mind. In other words, if you intend to go into the car, right, then it's not a shinumakom. But let's say, for example, you're having a cup of coffee outside, right, or something, and then you don't intend to go anywhere, right? And someone passes by and honks the horn and says, "You want to come with me to the park?" Right? That actually could be an issue. All right. So he says. But the Pesach Tshuva says that when do we say that it's not considered a shinum machon going from the outside to the car? That's if you're by a place where there's no walls around and you're sitting there, you're sitting outside eating, like we said, right? And then you want to go ahead and you want to continue eating in the car. So there, if you have your das, that's okay.
However,
what?
What about a parking garage? It's got people also
around. Right, so a parking garage, I'll see. He says, but someone's in the house, or in a restaurant, or outside, you know, one of the rest stops, and you're sitting down to eat, derech kvias. All right. We'll explain this. He says, and then if you want to go into your car, then you have to make a new bracha. However, with one exception, what does that mean? What that means is like this: that let's say, for example, you're traveling on the 6, okay, and you stop at the 6 to use the restroom, and also you want to grab a bite, all right, and your kids are in the washroom, and you say, okay, until they come out, we'll wait here, I'll eat something, right, and then we'll continue on. That's not considered a kvias, all right? A kvias is where you sit down to relax, to rest, to before you go back in the car, and then you change your mind in the middle. But if you're just sitting there and waiting for your kids to come out of the washroom, and you're eating something, they come out, that's not considered a kvias, all right? So
if you take a coffee, let's say, from your house, and then you say, okay, I'm going to take it with me while I'm driving to work,
Yes, I think that's okay, because there that was your total. We spoke about that. That was your total intention.
Okay.
But if you know you sit down to have a half a cup of coffee in the house, and then you're looking at the newspaper, at the news, whatever it is, then you get up in the middle. That's a problem. But if it's your intention, as you take it to work, then it's okay. So that's one thing. So in other words, if you're eating in a situation which is more in a eating which is more aroi, right, then actually you would be allowed to go ahead and to go into karmen nukah bracha. But if your eating is more the derech kvius, okay, that would be a problem. So let's say an example that you know I think I don't know how you know. It's very difficult to do that at the six, and it's rest stops in the six. And while everyone does it, it's more like just you know.
No.
What? No.
Why? We stop. We stop. The whole family. Table. Everyone eats.
That's true. I guess so.
Well, and then what if one of the kids isn't done, but we're ready to leave? That's
right.
What I mean.
Right.
So then that person has
to make a new bracha. Yeah, has to make a new bracha.
Let's say they washed.
So then, that's already a different story because you're allowed to leave in that situation. We're talking about washing. I was thinking more of the story in the old days. I'm not saying that we should do this, but you know, we used to always stop in Howard Johnson. Right, the most Ashkenazi was kosher. You would stop there. I'm not sure if I would do that today, but whatever. But I'm not even sure Howard Johnson ice cream is still kosher.
Howard Johnson has TGIF.
Yeah.
The place, and it's okay.
Were they both the same?
What?
Howard Johnson, Jeff, are both the same?
On New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fine. Okay.
This one is Florida as well.
Okay, fine. Whatever. That's what I was thinking. Now.
So there, if you sat to eat it, and then somebody was dilly-dallying and didn't finish, and you went to
right.
The car, you would say after
New bracha, right.
So they usually go. With us, it's usually go and get it, go back to the car.
Yeah.
That's a different story. Right. But right. If you decided right. We're taking a 20-minute break
right.
Or whatever,
right.
And you're sitting down
right.
To actually eat, okay. That would be different.
Then in the second paragraph, it discusses you started to eat in the car while the car is going. Then you became home, right? So then if you're eating in the car while the car is moving like a hochei drachim. Halach is hochei drachim, you can eat v'anek yinu brach anywhere, so it's okay. But then he says, you stop the car because you want to eat benichusa. What does that mean? You don't want to eat while you're driving, so you stop the car, you pull off, and you eat in the car, all right? And then you move again, all right? So he says, if in that situation, so the car is like a room, right? And therefore, if you go outside, unless it's your intention, you have to go ahead and you have to make a new bracha. That's the idea. So, in other words, you don't want to eat while driving, and you want to eat in the car. It's raining outside, right?
So you pull over.
You pull over and you stop and you eat, and then you decide to walk outside and eat while walking outside. Yeah, right. So he said that's actually halach like cheder lecheder. If you didn't have it in mind, you have to make a new bracha. That's what he says, and then. He says like this, he says, what happens if you're going ahead and you stop the car while you're eating, right? And then while you say, you know what?
Let's continue.
So then you don't have to go ahead and make a new bracha. That's the halacha. Okay?
Every time you say
you have
it, that means
you have
to make the bracha.
Yeah. Yes. You have to have one. So I would suggest if someone is eating in the car, right? Or someone's eating outside the car, they should have it in mind to go in both directions. All right? Okay. So now, we'll see what we can get done here today. So the next halacha is, how long does a meal last? And that's a very important halacha. In other words, how long does a meal last that you don't make a new bracha? So the question really comes up with, well, until when can you go ahead and bench? Okay, so you sit down to have a long meal, and the meal lasts 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, okay?
I could see 2 hours. 2, 3 hours. You know, you start at noon, and people don't get up till 3, 4.
Whatever. I'll just tell you, I don't know if anyone here does that, but there are people who can sit down to their Purim Suda for 6 hours, okay? Just you should know. So, what?
I've heard.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Okay?
And they say in Italy, if you go to a restaurant, people expect you to sit there for for many hours.
Just right. I think the truth is that was definitely the custom
But they didn't eat three meals a day.
That's why, for example, the Rambam has this whole thing on Yontif that you're supposed to daven nates, and then you spend the morning davening, make a quick kiddush, you learn till chatzos, you daven mincha, and the rest of the day is a meal. It's like, you know, the rest of the day is a meal. So let's go on. So source number one. So the question is, how long? So really the question starts with, well, how long do I have to bench? Let's say I forget to bench, or make an al michir, or burn a pashas. How long do I have? So you look at source number one, the Gemara says like this, at Amasai. So Gemara says, you have until the food begins to digest. Once the food begins to digest, okay, at that point, you can't make a new bracha. So, you know,
a bracha
chrona, right. So then you'll go ahead and say to me, well, I didn't look this up, but scientifically the food begins to digest right away. We don't care about that. We care about how a person feels. Okay, it's not really a question of you know, when, you know, what the scientists say about this. So Gemara asks, Kamashir Ichol, how long does it take for the food to digest? So Rav Yochanan, Kol's Manchein Rav. As long as you're not hungry, right? So we assume that the food did not digest yet, okay? Because the food's still in your stomach, all right? Reish Lachish, Shamar Shlachish says, Koz man she yitzma machas machiloso. Anytime that you are thirsty because you were eating, right? So that means the food has not been digested yet, all right? So Amar Lei, Rav Yemer bar Shalmi la Marzutra, Amar Lei Rav Yemer bar Zizvi la Marzutra, Mi Amar Reish Lachish Achi. Reish Lachish really say this, that as long as you're thirsty, the food has not digested. So he says, so how long is Shir Ikol? It takes the time it would take you to walk 4 mil, that's how long it takes for food to digest. Alright, so how long is that? Arba milin is 72 minutes. That's the bottom line. Okay, so therefore he says, so the question is, we said on one hand it takes as long as you're thirsty. On the other hand it says,
as long as you're not hungry.
That's machlokes. Then Reish Lakish said 72 minutes. So what's
from the very end of what you're eating?
You're right, right. So lo kasha kan bachila meruba, kan bachila muetas. So one is talking about achila meruba, and one is speaking about achila muetas. Okay. What? Well, we'll see in a second. Now, by the way, just to understand that, you know, there's actually a halacha, which is hard for us to understand, just because of the metzias we live in today, but when we speak about it, as long as you're eating, at least in the eyes of a chazal, the digestion process has not started, okay? And that's why they say, chazal say, that after you eat, finish eating, you should take a walk, okay? Why? To help the digestion process after you finish eating. So you could have a 5-hour meal or 1-hour meal, and after the meal's over, you should take a walk. Okay? How long should you walk to go ahead and to have, start the digestion process? I believe Dalet Amos. Okay, which I think that but with Dalet Amos, we walk between our chairs to I don't know where.
The
kitchen or to our bedroom or to the washroom or, you know, whatever it is.
No, in the old days they used to have those beds.
Since we walk more than that during the daytime, I think maybe we need to walk a little longer. But that's when the digestion process starts. So you look at the Shulchan Aruch, this Linda's question. Until when are you able to bench? So until the food digests inside your stomach. He said, digest the track, I would say. And how long is that? If you're not hungry yet, because that achila, right? And we'll see, it's interesting lashon he has here. So then, you're able to go ahead and you're able still to bench. And once you begin to feel hungry, okay, even though it has not digested completely yet, all right? Can this achal legami daninle? We consider like it's completely digested. All right.
We consider like it is.
It is right. Okay. Now again, it's. I'm not sure how to be magdir. Okay. Feeling hungry. All right.
It's totally subjective.
It's first of all totally subjective, and second of all, I'll tell you again. When I think about feeling hungry, personally for myself, all right. So, you know, when we lived in Yerushalayim many, many years ago, okay, and I was working in the Old City, there were times that I guess I would walk a lot from the Old City to right past the Tamir, right? Tamir, and then I'd take a bus. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd walk in the house famished, all right? Yeah. So it's hard for me, because that's what I consider being hungry, and I really haven't reached that stage in a very long time, okay? Yeah, fine, it turns out what it means, whatever. Anyways, I'm not sure what it means to be hungry, but in other words...
others of us can walk into the kitchen and go,
Right, okay. Yeah, whatever it means.
You're not really hungry,
Yeah.
If you walk in the door and the food's not ready yet, are you disappointed or is it like, okay, it'll be half an hour, no problem?
Okay. It's much easier for me to define what it means to be hungry. Many years ago, okay, that's the because I think part of the problem is because we are so much affected by our schedules, right? So in other words, we eat, you know, I have breakfast in the morning, right? So when I walk in from shul 11:15, am I starving? I'm not sure I'm starving Shabbos morning, you know. I don't know, right? Anyways, whatever. Yeah.
This is assuming that you're not ready for a meal.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I got to think about it. Yeah, go ahead.
This is assuming that you finished your meal, got up, and didn't say bracha from
our bench. Yeah.
Which is very strange for us also.
I guess so. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. Let's see.
Well, you got it. Right. Yeah, distracted.
By the way, it could very well happen, by the way, that, like, for example, I could walk in to give shiur, to give a class, and have a fruit, right? And all of a sudden I start talking to the guys, right? And I start teaching, and all of a sudden it's 20 minutes of class. Oh my gosh, I didn't make a bracha krona, right? You know, which... You know, it's a good lesson in itself, all right? Or, you know, sometimes you realize, you know, I actually always tell my students this. There's a halacha that if you ever talk between the Shel Yam and the Shel Rosh, you have to make a new bracha, okay? Shel Yam, Shel Rosh. But there's certain things that you're taught, at least I was taught, you never do. It's like one of the worst things in the world, right? And I said, I told my students, I never had to make that bracha until I was in my 30s, okay? What happened? I was teaching in the school of a dorm, and there was a boy who I hadn't seen a whole week, even though he was in the dorm a whole week, right? And Thursday morning, he walks in. He's now a big-time lawyer in Teaneck, right? Mm-hmm. And he walks in, and I just put on my shel yad, right? And I say, Menachem, where were you a whole week? I said, oh my gosh. Yeah. I spoke in the shel yad and the shel rosh, right? But... It was so long since I learned halacha, so I had to go pull out Mishnah Berurah to look at the halacha. I wasn't sure what I do, all right? So what I'm saying is, what's the point? The point is, yes, we can't forget to make brachas. That's the bottom line, all right? My father told me that one time, my father, Pesach night, forgot to eat Dafi Komen. Okay, who forgets to eat Dafi Komen?
How much wine you've had.
No, that's not the issue. So I said to my brother, I said, so what did Abba do? He said he ran for Mishnah Berurah. That's what he did, right? to find what you do. I'm just saying that. So yeah, you can forget to make a bracha. It's very possible, all right?
Eating at your desk at work. Right. Very
totally. Or you're eating at your home, and all of a sudden one of your kids calls you on the phone, and then you get involved, you know.
And he starts crying. Yeah,
or you see, what's that message yet? There have been 3 rockets hit the state road. There's so many reasons why, okay? All right? Okay. Right? Yeah, let's go on. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Anyway, so let's go on. So he says, the truth is, you should know that I think Rabbi Yisachar Fran once said that he says, you know, one of, you know, when someone's aninus, they don't make brachas. And one of the things that you learn in your aninus is how little we think about brachas that we make. Because all of a sudden, you're not aninus, okay? And you're about to make a bracha. Oh, I can't make a bracha. Now, so if aninus lasts 4 or 5 hours, it's not as challenging, okay? If you have aninus like I had, it lasts from Motzei Shabbos until Monday afternoon, right? it's very difficult.
Friday morning till Sunday.
You're right. You really think about it. So I would say not only do we think about not making brachas, we sometimes it works both ways. It works both, which is why last week when I said that a person sit down to make the bracha, right? Every bracha you make, it gives you an opportunity to really think about the brachas, and that's why it's so important. Even though it might not be high to do it for Bar Nefashos or for Bracha Rishona, but still it's a better idea to do it. Let's go on. Let's leave this one from point. She says like this. Shulchan Aruch says like this. This is halacha in terms of benching. He says, he says also when it comes to eating fruit and drinking wine, if you're not hungry or thirsty or want those fruits, yivarech, he says, if you don't know how to go ahead and determine if it was digested, that's how you define it. Okay, so now.
If you can say bracha.
Right, right.
But he's, that sounds like you didn't have in mind when you made the first bracha that you might have this.
No,
right now we're just talking about making a bracha chrona. Okay, so there's a little here. So let's, that's where it's in other words, it's still considered part of the same achila. Okay, so he said like this. So
if you don't want any more than you can make the bracha chrona.
No, if you agree,
forgot to make a bracha chrona.
And then you realize, okay, and how did you remember you're about to make a bracha chrona? It's very simple. You had a fruit, you're fine, you're great. So I said, oh my gosh, I need another fruit, right? So I didn't make a bracha chrona, right? So halacha is you can't make a bracha on that fruit. Okay, that's the halacha.
So see, fruit
it's making new bracha. No, I don't know if it counts. Yeah, but I don't know if it counts. He says like so. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says so. Source number three. Kol zman she'en roev the la'achar kach kvar batel osa achila hisid birchas amazon, because afterwards that achila is batel and you can't bench. The imrotza lecho ata mechadosh, and if you want to go ahead and you want to
eat
something new, das hamagan avram sheyachzor v'yavarech hamotzi afilu lo hisiach daito. So let's see, you have to go ahead. He said, let's you want to eat some more. So the magan avram says you have to go make a new hamotzi, even if you weren't mesiach das. In other words, what magan avram is saying is in the middle of a meal. Okay, and for whatever reason, you had a very long meal, or you just forgot to bench. You forgot to bench, right? He says, or you were mesiach das. You thought you were at a meal, right? But you got involved in a whole long discussion, right? And by the way, you know it's very possible. Look, I'll give a few examples. Example number one is could be you got involved in talking over a sugya. Example number two, it's Thanksgiving in America, and you're watching a football game. Okay, for a man, they can get totally involved in that, right? Or whatever it is, and you actually forgot. You eat a bench, and he says, and now you said, okay, you want to eat some more. You want some more, but you're hungry. So according to the Magen Avraham, since you became hungry again, right? According to the Magen Avraham, you have to make a new bracha rishona. Aval harvei achronim pligin galev v'savri the birch rishon hisid kedesh lo yisiach daita v'neihem. And most chachamim argue and say, listen, if you still thought you were in the same meal, you can't bench anymore. Right? He says, but you don't make a new bracha. Okay? Which is a fascinating thing. According to what is the chronim saying like this is that if you're having a long meal and you still think you're in the meal, but this meal takes a long time, you're right? And you're just involved in a whole discussion, all right? A whole discussion. And it's a 2-3 hour discussion, right?
And that time you're not eating. You stopped eating.
Right. So you can eat more if you want afterwards with the same bracha. Right, but you can't bench. So therefore,
so then you
can't eat bread.
No, no, no. He said you
a quarter. If you continue after 2 or 3 hours, the only thing you can do is a bracha chrona.
No. He says you can't make a bracha chrona. You can eat more bread without making a new bracha. Then you can bench on the new bread.
That's it. It's not column. You lost out on the first part.
You're right. Right. Okay. That's
such a long break.
Such a long break in between.
So that's what if you're eating.
I think that's okay. Okay,
you're still not sure.
Okay. So let me just try to finish. Let's look at Orcher Simchas. So he says like this. So let's look at So he says like this. So it's interesting. Based on that, he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, we don't, in other words, he said, Achila Mu'etes is 72 minutes. Achila Meruba is a long time, right? But we have no idea what Achila Mu'etes, Achila Meruba is, okay? We have no idea, all right? Now remember, Aruch HaShulchan was not talking in our days. We still don't know. So Aruch HaShulchan said, well, you got a problem. So he says, so what do you do if you have this meal, okay? And 72 minutes passed since you ate, all right? Which, by the way, could very well happen. You're sitting and talking, and 72 minutes pass. What do you do, right? He says, what do you do? So if you look, he says, look at the end of the second line of source number 4, L'Aruch HaShulchan. When we koma koma, dayin lo yadanu, we don't know, kamahu achila maruba, the kamu achila metes. Mihu al koponum zehu vadai. The ad dalid milim tzorach avarach. Until 72 minutes, what do?
You
bench. He says, lechein ein derech acheres kishisha yos mishir zeh. He says, what should you do if you waited more than 72 minutes? So, you say, okay, maybe I can't bench anymore. So I'm done, right? On the other hand, maybe it was an achila maruba, and you have to bench. So what does he suggest? Eat a little more bread, right? And since you're still in the same meal, you don't make a new bracha. And then you bench on a little more bread, and hopefully it'll include the other thing also.
So he says,
Yoshiachal,
Atah
Kazayis
is Kazayis Lechem.
You're right. Okay. He says, V'chein Tzorach Lassos, V'chein Brachron Ashar Devarim, Elish V'zeim, Yisu Daicho, Tzorach Levarach Gam Brach Rishona. The only problem is, he says, when it comes to other things, right? When it comes to other things, if you didn't wash, you have to make sure you wore Mesiach Das. Yirali, the chlal hadvarim sheishaf against adam mishok de ichol imlav and pas tovay v'shar dvar lo yivark misafik. So he said like this. So what do you do if you have? Let's say this happens. Like it's an interesting issue. So you sat down to a meal, right? And you waited 72 minutes, and now you're not sure if you should go ahead and bench or not bench, right? So he says, well, it's a suffik diraisa, right? The suffik diraisa what? L'chumra, so you got a bench. So the best thing is to eat more bread. But let's say you don't have more bread. Or let's say you really just don't want to eat more bread for whatever reason. And you just can't. So then you should bench. He says, why? Because some of your life is l'chumra. And even if you didn't eat k'day sevia, okay? So you're not totally satisfied. So it's not me diraisa. But when Chazal made a takana, they made it like diraisa. And therefore you should bench. However, when it comes to other things, cake, fruit, ice cream, right? Then you should not make a new bracha if you have the suffix or not. Okay, that's the halacha. So in other words, so it's an important thing to keep in mind that if you're sitting around you're having a discussion in a group and you didn't wash, right, and you're eating fruit or you're drinking and you stop, you should make sure you make your bracha chrona within 72 minutes. Very important. Okay,
so that's, why is it that there's a lot of people who won't eat fruit or cake as the dessert, unless they make a bracha.
So you have to wait for that. Okay, that's a shir by itself. So I don't want to.
Does it make a difference if, like, if a lot of people are sitting together and one person eats? Does that one person cover everyone?
I don't know. He says.
Does that keep you in the das of the food?
I don't
see a
thus. I don't think that's so good. And by the way, as a simple solution, probably you could drink during the meal. That wouldn't be a problem. It's a simple solution. I would go ahead and drink. It's a simple solution. Yeah, but I think that it's interesting because at first I thought I'm not sure relevant this is, but this is so relevant because this could happen to us. This could happen to us so often. You know.
Especially women over in our kitchen.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't going to say anything. All right.
You're eating a Shabbos meal, and then one
person comes,
and
yeah.
The men go out, and you're still in the middle of the meal, and the men go out. And die.
Yes, that's not a problem. That's mentioned that, in other words, first of all, it's not a problem for two reasons, but the reason is, that's one men, case men, people go out to daven, all right, so it's okay, you come back, right, and then you could
continue.
That's a case of Birkas HaMazon.
Yeah, right. So then, if there are people who are there, that's also good. If you leave people there, that's also good.
If you hadn't washed, they should say Bracha Chorna before they leave.
If people are still there, it's okay. Because they're gonna, they remind you afterwards that it's okay.
Even a regular
room. Yeah, that's the halacha that's mentioned. If people are still there. They actually, the case the Gemara gives is actually where people are eating a meal and they hear the chasen kalatay. They go out to meet chasen kal and they come back in. People are still there. It's okay. All right. So I did not get done as much as I wanted to, but I really have to stop. But that's, you know, well, Mirtz Hashem. He says, well, I believe that we'll take over from here next week. I will copy this in the next page and we'll take over from there just to finish this. All right? Okay.